swept up like a douche on the
deuce. Hi, James from Engvid. I just made a mistake in singing that song. I used the wrong words or lyrics. It happens all the time. People do it when they speak. And native speakers make certain mistakes that we don't think of as mistakes. And sometimes even teachers like myself will do it. So this particular lesson is how to not make the mistakes that we make. And we don't even know we're making them. I want to help you speak like a native speaker, but not make the same mistakes they do. Okay? So we're going to look at five different word pairs that are confused in English. But at the end of this lesson, you won't be confused. And in fact, you should understand English a little bit better. Are you ready? Let's go to the board. Okay, swept up like a douche, what was I thinking? You ready? So look, Mr. E saying we all make mistakes. And what mistakes does he want to point out today? Let's take a look. Literally versus figuratively. I literally fell down the stairs. Well, figuratively speaking, I fell down the stairs. For you, it doesn't make a difference, but there's a huge difference. Literally in English means it actually happened. What I'm talking about happened. So I literally got punched in the face. I got punched, literally. You can see it. But if it didn't happen, maybe somebody said something to you that you didn't like, and you said it felt like I got punched in the stomach, like I was literally punched. Well, no, they said something you didn't like. That's figuratively. So you could say, figuratively speaking, or figuratively put, it felt like I got punched in the stomach. Literally means it has to happen. Figuratively is a metaphor. It's a way of using language to let someone know how you feel in a graphic way, okay? So you're giving them something to feel with or work with because it didn't happen, but you can't really explain how it felt. A punch in the stomach really hurts. Well, words don't physically hurt you, but we all know what it's, well, maybe. We know what it's like to get hit in the stomach. It's not comfortable. So we understand what they're saying. Right? Cool. How about the next one? Could have, could have. Huh? Well, here's the deal. It's more about stress than anything else. This is something that we don't pay attention to because as English speakers, we know I could have done that. It's really a stress of the V from the have, right? Could have, because we contract the word to could, and it looks like this. We get rid of this and do that, and it becomes could have. But because we say V and we stress that, people who are non-native think we're saying could of. Now, it's not really noticeable when they speak or we speak because, you know, you can't see words when I am talking. The problem comes when you write. An English speaker will write, I could have done this. And they will write either could have or they'll write could have, like this. But unfortunately, non-native speakers will actually write it with of because they're confused by the words. Right? So this is a mistake more for writing, but be careful, okay? You can have the same thing with could have, should have, would have, the OF, okay? Cool. So that's number two. Let's look at number three, another mistake that native people make sometimes, and you might make more often. Who versus that? This is a simple one. Who is used for people? Do you know the guy who lives next door? Who? Because who is a person. Easy enough. That is used for things. Do you know the machine that sits on top of my counter? Because it's not a person. It's a thing. And usually you remember this when we talk about, do you want this or do you want that? You don't refer to people with this or that, generally speaking. Okay? But sometimes, notice that I made a mistake, huh? Because I'm going to go here. I made a little mistake. Sorry, guys. Noticeable. Now, that is much more noticeable. So don't make my mistake. See? We all make mistakes. Anyway, who versus that? Now, when I said that with the machine, Do you know that machine on my desk? It's for things, right? You wouldn't say, do you know the machine who sits on my desk? I go, interesting. You think the machine is alive? We need to see a doctor. All right. So where we want to go with this? Sometimes you can use that, like you use who, to be quite honest with you. But at your beginning stages, it's better to use who for people and that for things. I know your teachers will say you can use both, but if you're not sure, if you stick with that rule, you won't, see, stick with that rule, you won't have a problem, okay? So try to think that, things, who for people, no problem. As you get more comfortable with the language, then you can say something like, do you know that guy who lives down the hall? No, I don't know who he is. And you'll be correct, all right? Cool. That's number three. Let's look at number four, anyway versus anyways. This is a tough one, and I'll explain. As slang, anyways is kind of popular, and you'll hear it a lot. But we should use anyway. What does anyway mean? I'm glad you asked. Anyway is a way of changing the subject or ending a conversation. For example, I went to the hospital on Monday. Anyway, we should finish off this job, okay? So we've changed the subject, hospital to job. Or ending the conversation? Well, I don't really think that's interesting anyway. Conversation's done. Why am I telling you this? Well, this word here kind of contains both of those. If you actually watch North American teenage girls, they'll say something like, anyways, just by itself, which means your time is finished. You can stop talking because I'm no longer interested. Now, is this regularly? Yeah, you'll hear it a lot. Is it correct? This is why I said difficult. You shouldn't use it because really, this is how it works. I'm sorry, but I'm going to be honest. You have an accent and you're learning my language. If you make any mistakes, even the slightest, and slightest means smallest, we don't think you speak English. It's just the truth. Anyway, I went to the house after. That guy doesn't speak English. Perfect sentence. He has accent. That's the problem. So if you add, anyways, I went to the house, it's even worse. Even though we would say that, you're not allowed to. So it's better for you to work on using anyway. And as your accent comes down, and you get a greater mastery of English, then listen to us carefully and you'll know when to throw in the anyways. You know what I'm saying? Anyway? All right, let's move on to the last one. Okay, you notice I wrote don't exist because this word doesn't exist and this word doesn't exist. But let's talk about regardless. When we look at regardless, it means I don't care, basically, or it doesn't matter. I'll give you an example. You could say, regardless what you say, or regardless of what you say, I'm not changing my mind. It means I don't care what you say, or it doesn't matter. Nothing will change. But many people will say, irregardless of what you say, because it sounds stronger, or they're making more emphasis. Problem is, this word doesn't exist in English. I don't know who started it, but congratulations. You got people saying what you want them to say. But you please, please, please don't use it. I mean, to be honest, I used it 20 years ago and I was lucky a teacher kind of tapped me on the shoulder and go, hey, stupid, come here. Give me for a second. Irregardless, it's like a foot up your butt. There's not one there. You can't use this word. Got it? I was like, okay, got it. And you'll hear people use it. Sometimes, as I said, they use it for emphasis. And sometimes they use it because they think they're sounding very intelligent. Irregardless of this situation, I'm not going to do it. Now you can now say, hey, dumbass, don't use that. Regardless, just gonna help you out. All right? So as a quick recap before we go on to the next board, as you know, it's coming up, a little quiz, right? Literally versus figuratively, think of it this way. Literally has to happen. It must happen. When you say figuratively, you can say figuratively speaking or figuratively put. Okay? Figuratively put, blah, blah, blah. Figuratively speaking, blah, blah, blah. So if it didn't really happen, it's a part of your imagination, use figuratively because you want someone to feel it and use literally when it happened. Okay? Could have versus could have. It's almost the same. Remember, it's not important how you pronounce it because they sound the same. It's written. Be careful. Because we overemphasize the V, it sounds like of. So when in doubt, write could have. Don't even do the contractions with could have, no problem. That works for should have, would have, whatever else, okay? Next, who versus that? It's a little confusing because you watch English speakers use both. I'm suggesting you use who for people, that for things. As you get more comfortable with the language, then you'll know you can use that and when you can, and you won't make any more mistakes. Mistakes? I must be hungry. Mistakes. Okay? Anyways, remember, dismissive. Anyways, correct. Remember to end a conversation or change it. Anyways, it is used in slang. So as much as I say it doesn't exist, it's used in slang to basically end the conversation. Okay? Anyways, we're moving on. Meaning we're finished, time's up. All right? Regardless versus irregardless, kill this. And you're okay. Cool? You ready for the quiz? I am. Okay, so we've worked on the five things that native speakers make a mistake on, and possibly your teachers. I'm guilty of it. We all are. I want to give you two little hints to help you out before we do the quiz. Are you ready? Let's go to the board. Mr. E is gone, but he's here in our hearts. The first thing he would have us do is this. Check pronunciation online. Huh? Well, you're on a computer because you're watching me right now, so I know you have one. Stop for a second. If you have a word, you go online, type it in. What will happen is the word will come up or it won't. If it doesn't come up, it doesn't exist. Example, if you say something like Thursday, I go to you Thursday. I'm thinking, what do you mean? Do you mean Tuesday or Thursday? Put that in the computer, Thursday. The computer will say, sorry, you're crazy. Because of that, you can't use it. So check your pronunciation online. Another way to do it is if you use an English to English dictionary, at the top, they'll have the word plus pronunciation, some helpful hints and guides. Check that, okay? Finally, oh yeah, see, if you can't find the word, it doesn't exist. If you put it in the computer, T-U-E-S-H-E-R-D-A-Y, and the computer goes, sorry, dude, don't exist. Move on. And where do you move on to? If you're really confused, I'll give you a second place. You might recognize this. Check out Ingvid, huh? Well, if you look at Ingvid, I'm standing here. There's a search box, I think it's up here. If you look up, you see a box that says search. Put in your word. We've done a lot of videos over the years, and if it's not myself, some of the other teachers may be talking about what you want. And it won't be just pronunciation. It could be grammar use. It could be used in idioms. It could be the pronunciation. Heck, who knows? So if you put it in there, you might find it. And if you can't find it, drop us a note. What? Yeah, drop us a note. It's by the quizzes, and we'll try and help you. I'm always looking for cheap and easy lessons, so help a brother out, okay? Just drop a note like, what is about this? What is this? And I'll be happy to go, easy lesson for James, okay? Me and E, always looking for easy. Rhymed. So, once again, check out the pronunciation online. Put the word in. A lot of computer systems or a lot of programs will tell you how it sounds, okay? Or use a dictionary, paper to paper. Check out the word. Look for it. If not, go to Ingvid. We'll help you the best we can. And speaking of which, time to do the quiz. You ready? Let's go to the board. Let's look at the first one. I said to him, irregardless of what you say, I'm going home tonight. What's wrong? Or is it right? Take a look. That's correct. Do you remember I said there were two words that weren't really words in English? Well, one of those words was irregardless. You can say regardless, and that's okay. So the answer was no, it was not correct. And the correct answer is regardless. Let's look at number two. The new neighbor who moved in is nice. Is it correct? Yes or no? Yes. Good guess. It's correct. Who is for person? And the neighbor is a person, is a human. Good. Let's see if we can get number three. You're doing well. Literally speaking, I felt as though I grew two heads. Literally. Ah, you're smart. You noticed that when we said speaking, I said we should use another word, remember? That word was figuratively, because when something literally happens, it has to be real. And you know you don't have two heads, do you? So let's put this here. Figuratively. Figuratively speaking or figuratively put. Remember we talked about that before? You're really doing well. We've got one more to go, and let's just see how you do. All right? Anyways, don't be upset. I still think you did the right thing. What do you think? Yes or no? Anyway is correct. Anyway, comma, don't be upset. I still think you did the right thing is correct. Anyways is that funny word I talked about where I said anyways is kind of slang. Now, people might say that, and in a slang way or a colloquial way, slang and colloquial, similar, common people speech, yes. But for correct, for writing in a correct way or putting it on a paper, use anyway. Anyway, my time is up. I hope you enjoyed the lesson, and I'm going to ask you to go somewhere. Where would I possibly ask you to go? Well, ing as in English, vid as in video.com, where you can do the long quiz that goes with this lesson and check out, as I said, pronunciation and whatnot on Ingvid. All right? Looking forward to seeing you. And before I go, once again, don't forget to subscribe. And that's somewhere around here. And thank you. We appreciate it every time you come. Have a good day.